The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What's up, Grizz Nation? This is Hoop Ball Grizz. I'm your host, David Williams. Got with me for the post game today, Mr. Sam Brewski.
What's up, man?
What's up? Grizzlies bringing home the dub tonight.
Woot, woot.
I was impressed. Impressed, just the Grizzlies were super shorthanded. We knew Ja was going to be out before today. It was announced that Ja and Kyle were both going to miss today's game. Ja's been having back spasms. Kyle's had problems with his heel. And then earlier in the day, it was released that JV may not play because he was sick. And then he was later released.
So sad.
Yeah. It was he was out. He didn't play. He didn't even come over to the arena. He stayed at the hotel. So, you know, the Grizzlies are down three key players. And then early in the game, Brandon Clark, which was questionable for today to begin with, Brandon Clark walks off the court holding his left hip, and he doesn't return to the game. So the Grizzlies down four guys, shorthanded, going up against a good Minnesota team, managed to pull off the win. It was 100% team effort. The Grizzlies had seven guys in double figures, and they had two that were knocking on the door. Marco Gudrich had 8 points, and De'Anthony Melton had nine. So either one of those guys get another bucket. The Grizzlies add, you know, another guy in double figures. So Dylan Brooks had the big game tonight. He had 26 points, 4 for 5 from three. He was playing like a man possessed tonight.
He did okay.
I talked about it on the show, the preview show for this week. Dylan does this. Mm-hmm. We'll get popcorn numbers from him. He'll come out. He'll blow up. He scored 31 against the T-Wolves in the last game, and he scores 26 against them tonight. And I'm glad the Grizzlies needed him to play well with them being shorthanded. I'm glad that he done well tonight. I just want to see some consistency from him. I'd rather see him come out and score 15 points a game for the rest of the season. If he comes out and he's dropping 15 a game for the rest of the season and never has another 30-point game, well, okay, not never, but if he doesn't have... If he doesn't have a 30-point game the rest of the season and he comes out and he's consistently dropping the 15-point range, I'm good with that. He was driving to the bucket. He made some great passes. Dylan just played.
Dylan.
Mm-hmm. Grizzlies needed him to step up and play well. They needed everybody to step up and play well tonight. And they did. The team just showed up and played very well defensively. They won their
English is hard sometimes.
It is. I'm going to try that again. They won the third quarter for the third time this year.
Woohoo!
I was scared. I'll be honest with you. Going in at halftime, Bruno on an inbound. The Timberwolves had two free throws at the end. Grizzlies were up 3 points after the two free throws. Bruno inbounds it directly to Robert Covington. And if you didn't know this, Robert Covington does not play for the Grizzlies.
What? I wish he did.
And so then Covington banks home a bucket right at the end of the half for the Grizzlies to take a 1-point lead. And my mind just goes straight into pessimistic, uh-oh, here we go. We've played with them up until this point. We're about to fall apart. Didn't happen.
What always happens, though.
In the third quarter, that's the three times this year the Grizzlies, 19 games into the season, only winning three third quarters. Mm-hmm. That's pretty rough. But
bad.
Glad that they done it tonight. Definitely needed that. Good win. Good road win. Jay Crowder had a double-double. He was 12-10. Jaren Jackson only played 19 minutes tonight with foul trouble. He had 12 points, 2 rebounds. Tyus Jones, good game from him. 12 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists. Grayson Allen had 13 off the bench, 13 points, 5 rebounds. Grayson shot 50% from three tonight. The Wings had been struggling before tonight. The previous games, the Wings were shooting around 30% from three, And they shot it at nearly a 60% clip tonight. They
look good.
I think the Grizzlies as a team from three tonight just shot it better than what they have been. And I was it was 40%.
They shot 40%.
Yeah, 40% as a team. But you had Brandon Clark missed one, Jaren Jackson missed four, and then Bruno missed three. So if you take those, what was that, four, three, seven, eight, you take those eight away from it, and you go down to 16 for 32, the Wings shot the ball at a 50% clip. It's good. That'd
be good.
Much better than what it has been. Glad to see production. I didn't know who was going to close this game. Ja has been the closer all year long, and I was sitting here watching it, and I see people tweeting out, got to close this game, got to close this game. And I'm just sitting here wondering, okay, who's going to take over? Thinking, okay, maybe Jaren's going to be it. He was in some foul trouble. They brought him back in with about 6 minutes left in the fourth. And
out he went.
Yep, offensive foul. It was a questionable call. There was as much contact from Karl Anthony Towns as there was from Jaren Jackson on that play.
There was more, if you ask me, from Karl Anthony Towns. Jackson hardly even touched him. That was bogus.
The foul was called, like, Jaren's arm was coming down, and he caught Kat in the face as he's shooting.
After Kat's already hit him, mind you.
The Kat initiated the contact. Jaren's arm comes down and catches Kat in the face. Jaren picks up his sixth foul.
Trash.
It's... I don't know. I didn't agree with the call, but Jaren's had this problem. Fouls have been an issue with him. He's had some games. He had a stretch there where he wasn't having that issue. Tonight was just one of those games. And, again, cannot forget, he's a young guy. He's younger than Ja Morant. And I think people tend to forget that. They forget that even though – you know, he was a one and done in college, and even though Ja Morant's a rookie and Jaren is in his second year, he's still younger than a lot of the rookies in the league. But both of the rookies for the Grizzlies this year, you know, Brandon and Ja, Jaren is younger than both of them. So, got to have a curve. And when he's good, he's good. When he's bad,
he's bad.
He seems to find a way to dig himself into a hole. And that was one of six that was called on him. The rest of them were not really questionable calls.
He woke up with two.
He made a bad move early in the second half. He was going for a rebound, used two hands right in the middle of the back. Maybe it was Jarrett Culver that was boxing him out and picked up his fourth foul. It was his fourth or fifth right there, but he makes some bonehead mistakes. I'm not sure what number that was exactly, but it's just Jaren. Like that's what he's
what
done.
He does.
We'll grow out of it at some point.
Hopefully,
here's the hoping.
Hopefully,
Solo. He was another guy in double figures tonight. He had 11 points, 5 rebounds. I talked about DeAnthony Melton very, very briefly and saying that he had 9 points. DeAnthony Melton put up an impressive stat line tonight, and I think he deserves more playing. He shows that he deserves to be out on that floor. Great defender. He was playing very good defense tonight. 9 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists. He shot the ball pretty well. He has picked up some playing time. Not really any, like, it was generally garbage minutes. Well, I say he shot the ball well. He didn't really shoot the ball well from the field. He was 2 for 10 from the field, 4 for 4 from the line, 1 of 4 from 3. But he made an impact out there tonight. He had one block, like, right at the basket that it was, for his size, he closed a lot of ground there. I didn't think that he was going to have the reach to get to that one. He got to it, made the block, and Grizzlies ended up with the ball after the block. I would love to see him get some more playing time that's not garbage time. I mean, you need to find out which guys are going to be productive and which guys are not. It's a rebuild, and so you want to find out where you're at as far as the team that you have, the personnel that you've got that you can put out on the floor. and DeAnthony Melton coming out having a strong game tonight, maybe he bought himself some more minutes on the floor. So we will see moving forward. Another guy that picked up some extra minutes tonight with all of the injuries was Bruno Caboclo.
Looked awesome.
He really did. He had 12 points, 13 rebounds, one assist, three steals. And I think one of the things that doesn't show up on the stat sheet is how well he played defense against a much bigger Karl Anthony Towns. Karl Anthony Towns ended up with a pretty good stat line. He had 21 and 12. I feel like he definitely should have scored more tonight. The Grizzlies did not have JV on the floor, so they're missing Yaga.
So sad.
Jaren Jackson.
So bad. Sad.
Was in foul trouble. They don't really, and, you know, Kyle Anderson is another guy that they play not really in the center position, but, you know, you're basically missing your three bigs. Brandon Clark was out. JV was out. Jaren Jackson was there, but in foul trouble. And so Bruno Caboclo spent a large part of the game guarding a guy that was much bigger than him and done very well. He competed. He was scrapping. Obviously, if Cat wanted, I'm sure that he could have taken over, but Bruno was doing just enough to keep him from doing it. And that, you know, I said it was a team win in the beginning, and that's what it was exactly. They really came together tonight. When you get seven guys in double figures, I don't think you can call that anything other than a team win. Sam.
Yo.
Do you know what time it is?
I think I do. Is it the JV Fun Facts?
JV fun fact of the day. Woo-hoo! What you got for me?
What I got today, and this will blow your mind. Originally, Jonas was going to be a dancer before a growth spurt eventually drove him to play basketball. He actually even used his talents to teach the Raptor cheerleaders the art of Lithuanian dancing.
Can you imagine? Oh, man. JV, a 7-footer, teaching the cheerleaders how to dance. I have no idea what Lithuanian dancing is, but
I couldn't imagine. It must be tall dancing.
I would have to. I've got to look up a video to see what it is, just to to get a picture of JV out there
teaching just the cheerleaders.
Just a mental picture of JV out there dancing. Well, I'm glad he hit that growth spurt.
Me too.
Grizzlies would not be the same without him this year, for sure. JV, fun fact of the day. I didn't know if he was going to be ready, Sam. I was doubting you, man.
Yeah.
I didn't think
you'd
be ready.
I had it, man.
I was like, okay, we're last episode, I'm holding him to it. He's giving us a JV fun fact of the day every episode. I'm going to make him find something.
Man, if we do that, I'm actually going to have to talk to him at the games now. I'm like, look, man, hook a brother up. What's your favorite color?
Yeah, going to be reaching out to JV. We're going to make him earn it for sure.
Absolutely.
We talked yesterday about other guys stepping up, needing to play together with Ja Morant out. As much as he's meant to the Grizzlies offense this year, you need to see other guys step up. So, phenomenal showing by the Grizzlies bench, by the entire team tonight. The next man up mentality. A lot of teams say that, but they don't always live up to it. You know, you get the next man up mentality. You hear that a lot when people get injured, but then you see teams fall flat on their face. The Grizzlies managed to play well tonight as a team, get the job done, and bring home the win to improve to 6-13. Again, final score of the game was 115-107. Don't have much more about the game. I dropped this at the end of the episode, and we're almost done here, but I'm going to talk about it again today. If you're not signed up for it, we need you to go to hoopball.com. That's hoop-ball.com. Sign up for the newsletter. As soon as you go to the website, it'll be right down there at the bottom. Literally 10 seconds, guys. The leader of Hoopball, Mr. Aaron Bruschi, he puts one of these out every week. It's free information, great information. Man, I don't even have to gas it up. I'm going to challenge you guys. Go to the website, hoop-ball.com. Check it out. If you're disappointed in it, tweet at me, let me know.
Tell him he's trash.
I can take it.
Be like Nike and just do it.
There you go. So, again, give me the website, hoop-ball.com. Sign up for the free newsletter. You will not be disappointed.
Make sure to put the dash.
Yep. Can't forget the dash.
That's right.
Oh, you can find me on Twitter. I'm at DWill2111. The show is at Hootball Grizzlies. No, it's not. It's at Hootball Grizz.
There you go.
I tend to do that. That's the, I don't know. I try to make it more than what it is. It's at Hootball Grizz. I will get it down eventually. It's my first day. I'm sorry.
You're fired.
Sam, where can we find you, man?
I'm on Twitter. It is SammyB1118. That's a capital S, lowercase A-M-M-Y, capital B-1118.
All right. Until next time, go Grizz.
Go Grizz. Jaeger.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.